AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells the Senate committee about half the people eligible for the shots have been vaccinated against the coronavirus, and many places, however, have far fewer people getting vaccinated, leading to a surge in cases driven by the Delta variant.
Areas with limited vaccine coverage are allowing for the emergence and rapid spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant. CDC has released estimates of variants across the country and predicted the Delta variant now represents 83% of sequenced cases.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says it just doesn't make sense that people are not getting vaccinated.
These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible, or we're going to be back in a situation in the fall that we don't yearn for, that we went through last year.
Jeff Bezos' journey into space didn't last long. The Blue Origin rocket blasted off, then some 10 minutes later.
Touchdown. Welcome back, New Shepard's first human crew.
On the flight with the Amazon founder, his brother, an 18-year-old from the Netherlands, and an 82-year-old aviation pioneer from Texas, the youngest and oldest to ever fly in space. 82-year-old Wally Funk, one of 13 women who went through the same test as NASA's all-male astronauts in the early 60s but was denied space, finally made it there today and earned her astronaut pin.
Wow. Best bit I've ever had in my life.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Wally Funk is now on my list of people that I would most like to meet in the country. She's America's new sweetheart.
Along with the ball and Skittles tossed during their few minutes of weightlessness, the four carried a pair of aviator Amelia Earhart's goggles and a piece of fabric from the original Wright Flyer on today's flight. Heading into the close, it now is up more than 580 points. This is AP News. President Biden welcomes the Super Bowl-winning Tampa Bay Bucks to the White House.
In the middle of a long, dark winter, every Sunday, people were able to sit down and watch it play. You created memories that helped folks make it through and believe that we could get back to normal again.
Buccaneers beat Kansas City 31-9 in Super Bowl 55. Game MVP Tom Brady got in a joke.
In fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah.
A Western New York gardening group has gotten into trouble with Facebook over the word for a common garden tool. The online site flagging several conversations on the use of a hoe, H-O-E. Group members tried to track someone down with Facebook to explain, but still the algorithm issued warnings. Finally, after being contacted by the AP, the company said a real person will check the flag postings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.